Like, I don't understand how Johnson & Johnson's in the U.S. had to recall a whole batch of baby powder that had been exposed and was contaminated by asbestos.
No.
Like, how?
How
is
are
it,
you
is it a key ingredient in Johnson & Johnson? Because at this rate, because it's really bad for you. It causes lung cancer. So we might just end up with calling the company just Johnson because we'll lose the other one.
The other one.
So I don't understand. And now they're like, yeah, no, we're trying to figure out where the contamination is. The fact that there is asbestos in your product that's been used on babies. Like, how did this even make it into your batch?
Sure.
Right? I mean, look, I'd expect this to happen in a pharmaceutical company that manufactures cold medication because that's how you make methamphetamine.
Yes.
But for now, suddenly, oh, by the way, Kia, you cannot buy that roasted chicken because it's been exposed to meth or cocaine. You're like, why is there cocaine in my chicken?
Why is there cocaine in the area? Like, what is going on?
So, yeah, Johnson & Johnson's is working with the FDA in the U.S. to try and figure out how this contamination happened. But, yeah, a lot of people got worried. The South African side of Johnson & Johnson was not affected, so you are still safe to use their baby powder.
I'm not trusting. Until Aaron Motsoaledi.
Aaron Motsoaledi, yeah.
Oh my God. Until Aaron Motsoaledi says something.
He gives us the go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know that, I mean,